What's up, everyone? Happy New Year and welcome into the first CUSA Insider episode of 2024. I hope everyone had a wonderful holiday season. I know that I did. I took a little holiday myself last week and took the extra week off, but we are back. And man, I miss you guys. I'm excited to get things rolling here in the new year. Conference play for men's and women's basketball started last week, and we will definitely be talking more about that in the next few episodes. But today we have a special little interview to kick off the new year. Today, you'll get to hear from Kenneth Dixon, former running back for the Louisiana Tech Bulldogs, who was recently inducted into the 2023 class of the Conference USA Hall of Fame. He is the first ever selection from Louisiana Tech to do so. An all-conference award winner at running back, Dixon made his way from the very small town of Strong, Arkansas, and I am talking very small, like in the hundreds, to a fourth-round pick in the NFL draft. He became the all-time leading rusher at La Tech and led the Bulldogs to two bowl victories in 2014 and 2015. And you can still find his name at the top of several lists in the NCAA FBS and CUSA record books. My colleague Erica Hirschfield, who serves on our Hall of Fame selection committee and who is also the longest tenured staff member here at CUSA, helped me out with the question asking this week. So please sit back, relax, and enjoy our chat with CUSA Hall of Famer and Bulldog great Kenneth Dixon.
This summer, out of the blue, you got a call from Conference USA and Dr. Eric Wood, the athletic director at La Tech, and we told you you were selected to the class of 2023 Conference USA Hall of Fame. Can you tell me about your reaction to that phone call and your thoughts about being in the CUSA Hall of Fame?
Oh man, he called me June 8th, I'm pretty sure. He told me that I would be inducted and I would be the first Louisiana Tech player to become a part of the Conference USA Hall of Fame. And I just felt, I felt really great, man. I called my kids, I called my fiance, let her know about it. We was very excited. I got the call home and tell my mom before, you know, she passed and everything. So I kind of felt really good, man. I feel like it was a great accomplishment.
You mentioned that you recently lost your mom. Can you tell me a little bit about the influence she had on your life and in playing football? You've said both your parents were supportive, but tell me about her.
My mom, she was a really special lady. Never really complained a lot, never really got down a lot. I learned a lot from her in the sense of how she kind of conducted herself every day and, you know, kind of lived her life. She grew up nine brothers and sisters, youngest of them all. And, you know, every day she got up and worked hard, went to work, came home, made sure that I ate and, you know, got me to bed every day. And, you know, I just, you know, learned from her, you know, to be consistent and always work hard and give your best at everything. And, you know, I know if she was here, she'll be here with me and everything like that. Never let me go without, always showed up. Even when I told her she didn't have to, she was gonna be there to support me. And I just appreciate her for that.
Can you talk about your journey from a young age to playing football in college? What drove you? What inspired you? How did you become the Kenneth Dixon that is legendary at La Tech?
It's a really interesting story I have. But to sum it up, I feel like what made me who I was is I was a competitor. I always wanted to compete and give my best at whatever I was doing. Not only just football, but just a natural competitor. And I kind of build on that. I had a lot of other teammates that played a lot of different other sports. And, you know, some of them wanted me to get into them. And just by playing different sports, it, you know, helped me with football, you know, playing baseball, hand-eye, basketball, lateral movement, and everything like that. I feel like once I started doing all of those it made me a lot better at football. And, you know, like as I said, competing. As I got older, I realized that a lot of guys in our conference really didn't work as hard, or they didn't put forth the effort that was needed to be able to accomplish the dreams that they said they wanted. And also, I looked at the guys that came to Strong before me, which is a small town, 300, 400 people there. Everybody kind of know each other. And, you know, with small town, a lot of people have kind of like the small town mindset. And I was able to be able to step back and look at everybody's situation and look at what they said they wanted to do compared to what they worked like they wanted to do. And I was able to come up with kind of like my own layout and, you know, not, you know, kind of looking at other people's mistakes and kind of avoiding some situations that they came in contact with. And, you know, I just kind of pieced it all together and was able to work hard. And like I said, the number one thing that kind of set me apart from everybody was that I was just a competitor. I just like to compete, even in practice. I feel like that just set me apart from everybody.
So you're at La Tech, making an impact right away, a scoring machine. What are some of your favorite memories playing college ball?
Some of my favorite memories playing at La Tech would definitely be how close me and my teammates were. Very close. We all came in around the same time. At that time, we had kind of the best high school recruiting class that Tech had at the time. Had a lot of guys flip from bigger schools to come to La Tech because, you know, kind of how cool our visit was together and everything. And, you know, we all came in, you know, with that itch, saying we wanted to do something that has never been accomplished before at Tech. And, you know, the things that we can do here kind of like be remembered for the rest of our lives. And we was able to get in and get really close and accomplish those things. And that's the biggest memory I have, because, you know, they say you never really have a brotherhood, like a college brotherhood. And I really didn't understand that, because I was like, I don't think you can have better togetherness than people you grew up with, well, actually, you know, high school. But I kind of figured it out, you know, having that brotherhood in college is, you know, it's going to last a lifetime. And just, you know, the way we were when we was around each other, and every time we see each other, it's like we never skipped a beat.
You had the opportunity to play in the NFL. Was that part of your vision? And looking back on that part of your life, what are the things that stand out to you?
I envision playing in the NFL all the way from a small child. Even when I was in school and my teachers told me, you know, if everybody don't make it, you got to have a plan B and all of that. I just was able to stick to it, and I just wanted to show people from my hometown that something great can come from here. And, you know, it ain't always got to be bad things that come from Strong. And, you know, I just wanted to, you know, kind of lead the way, kind of give a layout for younger people to do. In the NFL, kind of bittersweet for me. Good, you know, I was able to stay there, get vested, and have all of that under my belt. But I battled a lot of injuries with my knee, different parts of the body, different, having a bunch of wear and tear on the body and everything like that. Kind of set me up in a sense to, you know, have a couple of injuries. And, you know, I was able to bounce back from some of them and come back and, you know, help the team get to the playoff in a sense. But, you know, I feel like my NFL career was kind of short-lived due to injuries, but I wouldn't take anything back. I appreciate the people I was around. I appreciate the organization that drafted me for sure. Just being a part of the Ravens, you know, helped me understand where true man was, you know, being under Coach Harbaugh's leadership and, you know, seeing guys like Terrell Suggs and Eric Weddle, you know, walk around and how they conducted themselves and how they act. You know, I was able to, you know, learn a lot of things that even in today's life helped me with my family. So, you know, I'm appreciative of it.
So looking back on all this, and now you're a Conference USA Hall of Famer. Tell me about Kenneth Dixon today.
I feel good, man. In the sense of how I grew up, where I grew up, kind of the situation I grew up with and in, being able to look back and standing here today, you know, kind of what the world always say is that I don't supposed to be here type thing. Guys from where I'm from don't supposed to be here. But in a sense, you know, I'm here. And I would say the biggest thing about it, I just wanted to show people that something good can come from my hometown. I mean, because growing up, it was all bad. Nothing great come. Everybody try to go do something, either fail or get sent back home before they was able to reach the goal. And just looking back on it, man, I'm just happy to be here, and I want to be able to tell the next guy that has the dreams that I have to that they can accomplish it.
From your perspective, having success at so many levels, what advice would you have for current and future student athletes?
I thought about it, but I'm speaking from the heart. In life, you gotta learn to kind of battle those ups and downs. Kind of, you know, in the sense of, you know, going on a journey that is less traveled, you're not gonna have too many people to tell you that, hey, I've been there before, or hey, I've been in your shoes, or kind of give you that advice that you're looking for. Not really gonna have that, but you know, in a sense, if you can, you know, get through some of those days and, you know, kind of learn how to, you know, handle being praised by other people and not get too cocky or in a sense in your head, and still going and working out every day and giving everything you got, I would tell you to keep doing that, and when those tough times come, and I promise you they will, continue to do the same thing. I feel like the situations that we go through prepare us for our next step in life. But not only that, the situations that we go through in life sometimes kind of harden us up and give us, you know, thicker skin. Not only just for what you're going to, but to get on the other side of whatever else you're going through. But yeah, that's what I would say, man. Just, you know, learn to be able to battle life's situations at hand and be able to, you know, persevere through some of those hard times, because every day is not going to be perfect. Every day is not going to be sunshine. I mean, it's going to rain. And what you do during those times matter the most, because, I mean, it's all about the next right thing in my mindset. So I just tell them to keep persevering and keep pushing and give their best at all times.
Huge thanks to Kenneth for sitting down and chatting with us. And you can see our full list of CUSA Hall of Famers on our website at conferenceusa.com. A little teaser for next week, we'll have WKU men's basketball coach Steve Lutz joining us to talk some CUSA hoops. That episode will air on Wednesday, January 17th, so make sure you've gone and subscribed to CUSA Insider on Apple or Spotify so you don't miss an episode. And hey, while you're at it, why don't you go ahead and leave us a rating and a review, since you'll be there anyway. We would really, really appreciate it. Also, don't forget to follow us on social media at CUSA Insider Pod on X and Instagram, and you can always reach out to us via email at CUSAinsider@conferenceusa.com. All right, folks, that is it for us today. We will see you next week. Thank you for listening to CUSA Insider, the official podcast of Conference USA. I'm Sarah Rudolph, signing off.